You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists, the true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
I gotta get to the fucking park, find some 15-year-old boys to see if they need a ride.
Oh, god damn.
We go out front, he's got a brand new Mustang.
Is that where you... Did the guy used to have... the guy that pulled up and did that to you, did he have long blonde hair and a big beard?
Yeah, he did.
It could have been this guy over here.
Could have been.
Was he in a old? Was he in a Ford pickup?
No.
Old Ford pickup with a camper shell?
That's creepy.
Come on, boy. Get on in the back. You know, there is something we can talk about.
What?
When we were at lunch with Brian about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, and we came to the realization.
Why don't we just talk about it on the air?
We are talking about it on the air.
Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, we almost do that every episode now.
Why do you... That's annoying. Don't do that.
Why?
What if I said some messed up shit?
Well, then I would... Stop it.
What if I broke down crying because I've been raped by some guy in the park? You know, I came clean about what really happened.
What really happened? Then I would just be like...
You'd be like, best episode ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything. I'd go, okay, well, now that that's over with, let's start recording.
You'd be like, Brendan, what are we playing next?
Yep. Yeah, you'd be like, thanks for letting me open up, guys. I'm like, no problem, Travis. Brendan, what are we playing first?
Anyway.
Not by a song from a guy who rapes people.
That's everyone on our list.
Oh, shit. So, Brendan, we're at Taco Bell, eating lunch, and we got in this conversation, talking about Instagram and followers.
Oh, yeah.
And we came to the conclusion of, well, not a conclusion, it's goddamn fact, that there are dogs out there that has their own Instagram page. Uh-huh. They have way more followers than we do.
Yes.
I mean, in the thousands.
There's a lot of dog lovers out there.
Thousands. It's a dog. An Instagram page of the dog. Like, the dog's the one taking the fucking pictures and posting it. And they have thousands upon thousands of followers. We're actually doing a legit thing here. Trying to help promote underground music. And everybody's not, like, who cares?
What's not legit
about a dog?
Cute dogs.
Fuck that.
Is it pictures of cute dogs that people like, or is it people?
It's just one dog.
It's one dog.
One dog with its thousands of followers.
Yes.
What's so great about this dog?
It's a dog.
Does it do magic tricks?
It's so cute. Here's the new plan.
Okay.
We're going to start a dog page. Travis has the dogs, the husky.
Yeah.
We're going to just take constant pictures of the husky.
I will. How about we do all three and see which one's the most popular?
Well, we can do that.
Yeah.
And then when it gets up into like 10,000 likes, but boom, I switched the name to Empathica Radio and nobody even knows the difference. And then all of a sudden it's a podcast page with 10,000 followers. And we look important. Everybody's like, damn, they've got 10,000 followers. A lot of people like that show. Yeah. I'm going to check that out. Dude, that's
hashtag
a good idea.
Husky.
Yeah, hashtag Husky. Do you think that's a good idea? You think that would work?
Yep.
Yeah. Because
it's not working what we're doing now.
Yeah, need more dogs, dude.
You know what the problem is?
What?
What's hard for us, the younger generation, this shit's easy. Take pictures.
Everything's
pictures. Post all day long, no big deal. And they get thousands of followers in probably a couple months. We've been doing this podcast for a year and a half. I don't remember how long I've had the Instagram page. I'll say a year and a half. And we have maybe... Oh, fuck, I can look right now.
But you're not that good with the Instagram page.
What do you mean? Well, no, I guess
I'm
not.
You have to take pictures every 5 minutes about what you're... If you're taking a shit, take a picture.
Right. But here, we have 100...
You're mowing your grass, take a picture.
We have 169 followers.
69 is a good number, though.
It is a good number. I'm trying to get to 666 and just keep it at that.
Just weed out people.
I'll just weed everybody else
out.
That'd
be cool.
But it's like, social media is important. Nowadays,
people want stupid shit. I don't know, maybe we're just not dumb enough.
No, I mean, we're pretty dumb.
Yeah, we are.
No, but here's what I do. Here's our little thing. What I say, I'm the one fucking doing it all. Assholes, and you don't even fucking help me. Right. Brendan doesn't even know what Instagram is.
He has no idea what we're talking
about. He just laughs. He's like, he's just like, I don't know what the fuck that is. He's trying to look it up right now.
He just over there, his creepy laugh.
I wish I knew what the fuck these guys were talking about. So what I'll do is I take our sticker and put it in random places or lean it up, take pictures. Yeah. That's what I'll use to pump pictures out. Right. It's kind of a good idea. It's always our sticker in a weird background or something. And that's what I do. That's our thing. Yeah. Other than when I'm posting, when we have an episode up, and I'm putting all the band logos in, or
do you Instagram when you go see bands and stuff? Do you
put
stuff out?
Okay. Yep, I'll do that.
All right.
I did an Instagram story, which is a little live video that lasts for like 24 hours and then disappears, and that's when you were all mad on Friday at the Microfest. I had my phone up in the air and I was recording me and him. He's like, nope. He just kept saying no. And then out of nowhere, Tim's hand comes into the screen and starts choking me. Like he didn't want to have nothing to do with it. But I know I try to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I do stuff like that. And it's just like, but.
No one cares.
No, no one cares.
I think we need more dogs and maybe like food.
Food?
Yeah. You should have.
That's a good idea.
You should have took a picture of that shitty ass sandwich you got at Hardee's and then Instagrammed it. While we're talking about, look at my crap ass Frisco burger. See, this is what we're not thinking.
You're right. That's actually a good idea.
We're too dumb to do this. And we could like Instagram you yelling at the lady.
Fuck is this?
Steve's at it again.
Yeah, I could have just handed you my phone and be like, record this shit.
So we need to start doing.
What I should have done was did what Bill's brother did one time. I think it was at a Burger King. We'll just say it's Burger King's. Who cares where it was at? So he ordered a Whopper. I need a Whopper with no pickles or onions.
Complicated order.
He sits down. Bill sits down. George opens his fucking sandwich up. It's got pickles or onions. He's got both of them on there.
Yeah.
Goes up there, lays it on the counter. I said I wanted no pickles or onions. Okay, we'll fix that for you. Gives him another sandwich. He sits down, opens it up. It's got onions on it, but no pickles.
We're getting closer.
Fucker. So he goes up there, puts it back on the counter, and he goes, I said no pickles or onions. This one's got onions.
Yeah.
We'll fix it. I give him another burger. He opens it up. It's got pickles, but it's got no onions.
Fucking awesome.
So they're giving him every combo but the one he wants. You know what I'm saying?
You know what awesome? If he just opened up his bun and it was... Nothing but pickles and onions.
So he decides. So he decides to just take all the ketchup he's got, and start loading it on the burger. Sets the bun on top of it, nice and easy.
Yeah.
He walks up to the counter. He sets it on the counter, and he takes his fist and just fucking smashes it as hard as he can. So the ketchup just explodes all over the place. Now it got on him too. Right. He knew this was going to happen though.
Yeah.
And he goes, boom. He just smashes it. Ketchup flies over all over the place, all over the people standing there. And he starts, I said no fucking pickles around. He starts screaming. And Bill's sitting in the back going, oh, it's time to go. Just gets up for that leap. He's like, I guess we're not eating here. But George does have a good point. He's on the fire department in Maryville. He's a paramedic, fireman, paramedic side, does all that. And he tells him this. When they fuck his order up, he asks him, he's like, how hard is your job, really? He's like, if I fuck up at my job, someone dies. Take time to think about that. How hard is your fucking job making burgers? It's not that bad. It's pretty fucking simple. He forgets the pickles or onions. Some motherfucker's dead. You know what I'm saying? Right, or some little easy step that, boom. These motherfuckers.
Maybe you just quit eating fast food ever.
Nah, I know. I should do that. I don't really eat it all that much, though.
I eat the most fast food is when I'm hanging out with you, probably. Honestly.
With me?
Mm-hmm.
We hang out every day. Oh, fuck.
I mean, like, you know.
No, we eat it Fridays, on Fridays. And
then, we do this and whatever, you know. Other than that, I don't eat fast food.
What about?
Pretty much all your fault. I'll eat at restaurants.
Right.
Like sit-down restaurants. But fast food, I fuck that.
I don't know. I probably eat it more than I definitely eat it more than I should. But it's mainly the weekends. Mm-hmm. If we're out running around, just grab something quick. which I've got to cut out because it is. It's just ridiculous. During the week, I'm good. I'm good all week. When Friday hits, right. We go out to lunch.
Yeah.
Then I'm going out for dinner Saturday. Yeah. Well, we're out running around. I'll just grab something quick, and then we'll go eat something else for dinner. Even though the dinner may be a sit-down place, but at that point, I've already eaten all that other bullshit at those places.
Yeah.
No, I'm sitting there reading the calorie intake on those meals from Weird Hardee's. I'm like, oh, my God. It's just like that monster burger. Dude.
Yeah.
I should eat that, just the burger, and that's it for 24 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm thinking about that. I used to smash 3 meals like that a day back in the day.
Ugh, I used to eat so much of that crap, too.
At least now I'm, like, dialed back. I do need to just cut it out altogether. Because it's shit food. It doesn't matter. But it's the convenience.
Or inconvenience.
That's what it turned into.
Is it that convenience, Steve?
Yeah.
Brendan, what do you think?
I agree.
Okay, never mind.
What's that? You just agree?
With whatever you guys are talking about.
What are you doing?
I'm playing with Instagram.
You're trying to get one more follower?
Yeah.
Well, someone right now listening, follow this motherfucker on Instagram.
No, I'm trying us.
Us. Where can they? What the fuck is the name of the thing?
You just type in fucking Empathic Radio and we pop up.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Do that. Listen, Steve's upset. He's crying.
I am crying. I don't know what our Facebook's at. It's not very many either. We're very piss poor at social media. Yeah. Do you think it's because of our age?
Probably, yeah.
We're just over that borderline where we really don't care enough about it.
You know what else you could do? Instead of the dogs, you could make a fake Instagram profile of a hot chick.
Yeah.
And then get tons of followers. Then dump it over to Instagram. To
Empathic Radio.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That might work too.
That's a good idea. Just have boob shots all day in bikinis different cleavage shots, and then,
mm-hmm.
We'd get all sorts of followers.
Yeah.
Then they'll be like, I don't remember seeing those cleavage shots anymore, but I'm getting all this weird shit from this metal podcast.
By then we'll be lost. They won't even remember.
Yeah, we'll just be buried in all their shit.
Yeah.
Well, that could be.
You have any good ideas, Brendan?
No, none.
I think the problem too is half of them.
Brendan's still trying to figure out how to turn on his computer.
He's like, what the fuck? I think a lot of our followers too are mostly robots. We were just sitting here. We were just recording a thing, and I said, "Ooh, we got a new follower." And I look at it, and it's a fucking weaves, a fucking site for weaves. Yeah, fake hair.
Like a store, or I don't get it.
Yeah, well, it's like their internet store.
Yeah.
It's their Instagram page. So they have the link to their site where you can go, ooh, I like that weave. I'm going to buy that. And you click on their thing. And they're liking Empathica Radio. Where the fuck do you think that we want you following us?
Yeah, some kind of robot does that, I guess.
What if any of our listeners?
Maybe we need robots. We need robots that are come listen to, or come. I don't know how it works. We need robots working for us. I mean, Brendan is a robot.
Yeah,
he's not doing his job right.
No, he's not.
We need a new
model. He's stalling out.
We need a newer version.
We need to update him.
Yeah, Brendan 2.0.
We need to update him, that's all.
Yeah. Brendan, no, but get on that.
I think every time I post a picture on Instagram, for the most part, we get usually, on average, about 2 new followers.
Yeah, so just do that. 500 more
But it's
times.
Funny. But here's the thing, though. In all reality, we're sitting there talking about this, building our Instagram page or Facebook page.
Does this help us?
No.
Does it matter?
It doesn't in the grand scheme of things, because I want...
Do we have 100 followers or 1,000? Does it do anything for us?
No, it absolutely does nothing for us.
So fuck it.
Just no. Well, my thing is with it, if we have 169 followers on Instagram, but I could go to one of these pay sites where I'll have 10,000 by the end of the month, because they do that, they somehow robot your shit out.
So that's what people do.
Yeah,
they're sending to us.
Yeah, I would rather only be at 169.
Right.
With true listeners, they're actually paying attention.
Yeah.
Not somebody just liked the page because this fucking robot told them to.
Yeah.
And nobody's listening, because it in the grand scheme of things, I mean, as far as what we're doing for the show, the only thing that would technically help us for sponsorship would be downloads on what we're doing. Which, they don't give a fuck about Instagram
or
Facebook, but they're going to look at our download numbers.
I mean, I want that to pop up on someone's Instagram page and be like, oh, yeah, I got to listen to that thing. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's like a reminder almost.
But that's what I try to do. I always put out the new episode. I put this picture together with all the band logos and our logo, and I put a link to the episode so they can click on it right there and listen to it if they want. Maybe and it is a reminder every week. Hey, this is out. This is out.
Maybe there's someone listening that can help us with our social media.
Yeah, maybe that's what we need. Maybe we just need some...
Email this dude at...
At what?
Where can I give you some information?
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with this.
God damn it. So I'm trying to help you out.
Slow here. if you want to help, empathicaradio@gmail.com.
Explain how this works to this old guy. Right now. He just turned 40 this year.
No, fuck you. I still got 2 more years for that asshole. But you see what I'm saying? Like, sponsorship would be cool because we could get better equipment. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm not looking to... we have jobs. We have careers. That's not why we're doing this. No. I'm not one of these people doing a podcast.
We're trying to get famous.
We're trying to be rich and famous off a podcast. Yeah. Nah, we're doing this because we enjoy it. But if there was sponsorships coming in, it would definitely help. Because I'm using some bottom of the barrel fucking equipment.
We just want more people to like it and to listen
to it. Because actually,
that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line for us.
Yes. Because actually, any money we did get, if it wasn't getting dumped into equipment, it would get dumped into advertising for us. That's it. Right. I'd put our shit in magazines, I'd put our shit here. Just to get it out there. I'm never going to charge for the podcast to listen to.
The only thing we're advertising.
Which people do.
The only thing we advertise for are these bands. That's the only reason this exists, really.
Right.
I mean, in all honesty.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and that's exactly it.
But it's not like we're like, oh, we're going to get famous and move to California.
Yeah, we're going to get a mansion because we talk shit and play music. No, nobody cares. Man. That's why it's like, I've had so many people tell me that before. Oh, why don't you charge these bands to play them? I'm like, why would I do that? Why the fuck would they want to pay? He's like, yeah, but you could probably make money on them. I probably could. If I said it's $5 for us to play your band on the show. You know how many bands would actually pay that? It's like, fuck, it's $5. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we'd be easy money coming in.
Rolling in
down. Well, I mean, how many episodes? How many?
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Be probably a couple $100 a month.
Yeah.
But why would I? Fuck, that's stupid. I don't want to do that. Yeah. If someone wants to throw money at us for advertising because they want us to talk about something, okay, I'll do that. Because all I'm going to use that money for is dump it right back into this. I don't need it to pay my bills. I got a fucking job for that. I mean, shit, it's just, you know. That's why when it comes to the numbers game, social media to me doesn't matter. Like Facebook, nobody cares. Instagram, in the grand scheme of things, nobody cares. The only thing that should matter is for numbers. Is the actual podcast site itself. Because advertisers are going, well, how many downloads are they getting? Well, they're only getting X amount. That's not really going to help us.
The other thing, too, I feel like is that all the numbers are always skewed.
Oh, it absolutely is.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think they have a good system down yet.
No.
And what was that thing I sent you in that text yesterday? With it was like the future of podcast, or they mentioned, because I don't think, god damn it, not the dumpster. What the hell is going on here? Where the fuck? Okay, here it is. Sorry. The thing where it says the number of people already hooked on podcast, coupled with its anticipated future growth, indicate that podcasts are quickly becoming a viable marketing channel. In fact, some 24% of Americans over the age of 12 now listen to podcasts on a monthly basis. And they're projecting that by 2021, there will be more than 100 million podcast listeners in the United States alone. Brendan.
Yes. Brendan, are you doing your taxes over there?
What are you doing? Are you even listening to me?
Yes. No, he's just clicking and tapping into
podcast.
Shit.
Podcast. He said podcast.
What a dick. What are you doing?
What are you doing over there?
He TurboTax. He exited out. No, he exited out, whatever he's doing.
Podcast. God. Yeah.
This is why we don't pay you. I've been getting paid this whole time.
Yeah, all that money I ask you for, Brennan, when we get more, when we put an ad out, I just give it to Travis. I've got to pay this cocksucker somehow. But,
right. You know. You do have a purpose, though, Brendan.
What's yeah. that?
You read, and we don't know how to read.
Yep. Did you just hear him reading off that thing?
Yeah.
He sounded like a friggin'...
12-year-old. Like, no, I'm a 12-year-old. Gonna read better than me. Yeah. I am terrible at reading out loud.
My daughter's 9 can read better than you.
I always had trouble reading out loud.
Oh, I did too. I had to switch schools because I couldn't read. I was so stupid.
Well, it's not that. It's my brain is like...
is small.
Well, yeah. Kind of. No, it's normal size. It doesn't work.
It's broke down. It's using like half a percent.
It's using
of
only
it.
Like 3% of it.
Probably not even that.
No, but like I'm like reading faster than my mouth will let it come out. So I'm like, bleh, bleh. Like I can read quick by when I'm just reading it by myself. And that's what's happening. My brain's firing through the words, but it can't come out of my mouth quick enough. Right. And I get lost.
Yeah.
And I stumble over my words. What are you fucking laughing at over there?
I just grabbed his mouth, started clicking and pushing
buttons. Oh. Oh, man.
What are you looking at now? Are you buying shit off Amazon?
Yeah, he's done. He don't care anymore. He's like, I'm just buying shit.
I don't know. You
he's buying us a phonics textbook.
He's like, I don't know. I can buy my dog food online.
Can I ship that FedEx? Oh, fuck.
Anyway. Do we need Brendan to do his job over here for a minute?
Yeah, let's do his job.
Okay, the first band we're going to play is called Canker Blossom, and the name of this song is Catch Me When I'm Gone. That was Catch Me When I'm Gone by the band Canker Blossom. They're out of Baltimore, Maryland, and they can be found at cankerblossom.bandcamp.com.
That sounds nasty. Canker. Canker I think blossom. A canker sore canker and then sore, blossoming.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what a canker blossom is. Maybe it's something we don't know about.
Maybe.
Just like the, what was the coding? I already forgot what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember. My sheet's buried.
Entropy?
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever.
Whatever. It's too smart of words for us.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Stupid smart people.
What so are you going to follow those, the weave people? Are you going to follow them?
No,
those?
I'm not following them back.
Why
fuck
not?
Them.
That'd be fun.
No.
Have you ever seen that? There used to be a website called Girl, You Lost Your Weave. And it was pictures of just weave in random places.
Really?
Like on the street.
Oh, my
stuck
God.
Stuck in some beds.
How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know.
Running, I guess. Ah,
just
ripped out of my head.
Sometimes you just see weave. I see weave in my neighborhood. Just, yeah, it'll be like on the street. It's called tumbleweave.
Fuck out of here.
That's what we call it, dude.
Tumbleweave?
Yeah. I go, because I asked my daughter that. I go, do you ever just see weave like in the hall at school? Like it fell out of a girl's hair? And she goes, Yes, I have before. I go. That's called tumbleweed, babe.
That's terrible. No, I'm not filing them back.
Okay, do whatever. Could be fun.
Why? So I constantly get on Instagram and see pictures of weaves on there, because that's what happens when you follow back.
Can you follow them, but then like X out their?
No, it's not like Facebook where you can like it and unfollow, so you don't see anything.
Right.
If you like their page, you see everything they post. And I don't want to see pictures of just random weaves.
I think you should try it for like a week. Give it a week.
No. Why don't you get an Instagram page and you follow them?
That's a lot of work.
Whatever. Let's play another one.
All right. This next band is called Death by Chainsaw, and the song is called Ghost. That was Death by Chainsaw playing their song Ghost. They are from Rio Rancho, New Mexico, and you can find them at facebook.com/deathbychainsawband.
I like that a lot.
You're a robot now?
My name is Brendan.
I like music and coding.
Coding.
No, well, yeah, everybody likes that. Oh man.
Anyway.
Railhazer has a show coming up.
Where at?
That's what I'm trying to look up right now.
Find it.
It's June 1st, so it's a Friday night.
I'm busy.
You are fucking busy. Where the fuck is this at? The Sinkhole. I've never been there.
Ooh.
On Broadway.
Sounds like a flashy place, I bet.
We should go.
Look that up, Brendan. The Sinkhole.
Stinkhole?
No, don't type that in. You'll find all sorts of stuff.
He's already had that typed in.
It's like what you think I was looking at earlier. Stinkhole. I didn't see Railhazer going to be there. I was just at that site. That was not my water.
What is that?
Whose water was that?
What's in there?
Like juice.
Juice. Hold it. Is that from earlier today?
Yeah, it was from earlier, okay. But that just scared the shit out of me. Like, all this flavor, I was expecting
four
water.
4 weeks ago.
That would be disgusting. Yeah. I'd spit that all over the board. Yeah, it says on Broadway. I don't.
7423 South Broadway.
Sure.
St. Louis.
Yup.
Anyone sure. knows about it.
What day is that?
June 1st, Friday.
June 1st. Yeah, Rail Hazer's playing. Go see him. Thanks,
no, Brent. I want to know what the place is like.
It's thanks, a Brendan.
Bar. it's a random
yep,
bar.
They're there. Yeah. Have at it.
Steve's right.
Yep. He actually knows what he's talking about. Congratulations. This next song we're going to play is by.
Whatever. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Does it look cool?
There's street parking. I don't know.
Look at oh, thank God.
Oh, fucking A. Now I know where to park. Is it, we don't know what the fucking place looks like, Brendan.
I don't know.
I got you the address, who's playing, and where to fucking park. What else do you want from me? God damn, we put him on the hot seat. Any other time, I'm like, hey.
It's too hard for you to do right now.
Here, any other time we're talking, and he's like, well, actually, this is what is really going on, because I just looked it up. And you're like, hey, Brendan, look this up. He's like, I can't compute. Fucking talk about a meltdown over there.
Did you find a picture?
Yes.
Let me see it.
It's a parking meter on the street. What's it look like?
That looks like a building.
Got windows in front.
Looks like an old barbershop from the front,
really?
Doesn't it?
Really? All right, yeah. Cool.
It's about the size of a barbershop, probably.
Probably. I imagine it's probably not very big. They got ticket prices on there?
They might. Don't know.
Give a fuck less about parking, bro.
Parking is $4 an hour.
God, I'm at that. So much dead air on this goddamn episode. Oh, I'm glad this isn't for another 4 weeks.
We're going to make Brendan go to this show.
Friday, June 1st, 8 till 11 p.m.
We already covered that.
It doesn't have ticket prices. I don't know.
So it's God free.
Damn. Oh, it's a free show. Cool. Everybody show up. It's a free show on June 1st.
Everybody in St. Louis. We know.
We're going to have a bunch of pissed off people at the door. Hey, you said it was fucking free. Empathica Radio said it was free. Like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah. If you show up and say Empathica Radio to the bald
no,
guy.
No.
He will buy you a free beer.
No.
$7.
Oh, or the
doors are 7:30. Shows at 8. All ages.
Steve Carbaugh, $7.
Yeah. Okay. I probably owe you that for that dead Medusa shirt, actually. You did. So.
All right.
Let's go. We gotta go to that. Friday night.
This Friday?
No, it's June 1st, motherfucker. Actually, technically, that'll be the Friday of the week this comes out. So, technically, yeah, that's Friday. So, fuck yeah.
Do they have a bike rack where I can put my bike?
Sure.
Okay.
We're riding down there on bikes?
Yeah, just the parking's too much.
I get that.
So I can't parallel park either. So.
Oh, well, Fuck.
We'll have to ride our bikes.
Okay, I'm fine with that. Brendan, do you think maybe you can show up for once?
Yeah, you know, just hang out more than once a month with us.
Great.
Friday?
That'd be
cool. Yeah, come on.
Some people have to get up and go to work in the morning.
I have to go anywhere this morning. I still woke up at 6:30.
Yeah, have you ever heard of calling in sick? FedEx ain't going to care.
I'm a robot. I don't call in
sick. You sit in a driver's seat all day.
Right.
Those packages only weigh 5 pounds at the most.
Right, dude. Come on. That's just a lame excuse.
They'll get their kitty litter the following day.
That'll be the day he shows up, tired as fuck. There's nothing but dog food in there. Every bag's 50 fucking pounds, and there's 200 of them. Oh, each place gets 3 bags.
Why am I even delivering dog food to this metal shop?
Yeah. I had it sent to my work. I didn't want to leave it outside.
Let's play another song.
I guess.
Okay.
Whatever Brendan wants.
Whatever you want to do, bro.
It's next. Next band is called Ravenite, and the song is 09.
No one.
That was 09 by Ravenite out of Austin, Texas, and you can find them at ravenite.bandcamp.com. Oh, hey, did you hear that Guns N' Roses is re-releasing their debut album, Appetite for Destruction?
No one cares.
I was just going to say, who cares?
Okay. That album's awesome anyway.
Okay.
Are you but going somewhere with this?
Yes, I am.
No, that was it. He's like, yeah, the next song we're playing.
So I'd let you know.
Okay. All right.
But they got a two LP version or a two CD version,
right,
or some other version with a bunch of other shit in it. But you can get the deluxe version, which comes as a big giant box and got like records and like bonus records with like B-sides and demo shit and some live stuff and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with little pins or whatnot. Bunch of awesome shit and whatnot.
Steve, this is where you just go on computer, start typing shit and looking at crap that has nothing to do with anything.
Anyway, and the big giant deluxe box, $999.
Oh, so, for one album?
With all the bonus.
I know it's one album. I don't care what you say.
Steve, it's worth it.
Oh my god.
So it's either, do I pay the mortgage this month, or do I buy the box, the album that I bought 30 years ago?
Well, technically, they're not going to kick you out of your house if you miss one mortgage. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Search.
But could you live with yourself not owning that is the thing.
You could probably find it in the back of your truck at work.
Yeah. You ever think about that? Just shows up missing.
Hey, there's it.
Deliver some dog food on accident instead.
Yeah. Because you can see like where it's coming from, right?
Yeah.
You know?
You'll figure out what it is.
If it says like so-and-so record.
Yeah, who? What label were they under back then?
I know they were in,
yeah, how they selling these.
At one point, but I'm not sure.
I wonder how they're selling these things.
Because I was, when we went to that record store by
Redfish, Bluefish?
Yeah. They had some of those Iron Maidens in there, the singles. And I told them how you got that box set.
Yeah.
I was like, it came with all the albums in the 80s, all the singles, all on vinyl. And he's like, how much did that cost? I was like, it was like $350, I think. Yeah. And he's like, holy shit. I'm like, yeah, but you got a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. Like, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
$1,000 for one album? I don't give a fuck about demos. You know what was cool?
B-sides.
No. When you got demos, you know what's cool about the demos? If you have the original fucking demos from when it came out. I don't give a fuck about remake demos. It's not worth nothing.
But the remastered also.
I want the original demos. Original.
But what this...
Don't shoot him down. He's real excited.
This new...
You're really thinking about buying it, aren't you?
Shit, no.
He doesn't get excited.
He doesn't get excited by much, okay?
This new versions, it's got like... you know, they had the GNR Lies EP that they put out after... okay.
Shaking my head here, people.
Anyway,
the answer's no.
It's half live... Actually, I think it's fake live. And then half acoustic.
Okay.
You know the song Patience?
Yeah.
That was from the acoustic part.
Okay.
Anyway, it's got all that on there, except it doesn't have the song One in a Million.
I don't know that song.
It's a good song. But, yeah, just because they use naughty words in it.
Oh.
And I guess...
Can't have that on the $1,000 box set.
So they got all this other shit, but they don't have the one song just because the lyrics are offensive.
Okay. is it because of this today's world we live in?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, I mean it was offensive back in the day, but apparently more so now.
Somehow it got more offensive.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Didn't age well on that one.
No.
Oh man, that is just.
So he's just dropping hints about what he wants for Christmas. For
yeah. Him. Hint.
See, so if you have $500 and you have $500, you could both go in and buy it for me.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, when's your birthday, Brennan?
July.
Oh, fuck. Yours is coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, it might be later this month. Or maybe it already happened.
It might have already happened by the time
this episode come out.
Last week in May.
Yeah, I'm already 30.
You'll be in Florida when this comes out.
Yeah, I'll be out of here.
You'll be down in Florida living large for a week.
I guess.
That's going to suck for me.
Oh,
I don't like when my friends go to nice places and I'm stuck here. I get pissed off.
be at work by yourself. It'll be all right, Steve.
Nah, I'm not calling sick.
I'll call you every day.
You know what pisses me off? When my friends go to Florida and then they post nothing but pictures of nasty ass seafood on their Facebook.
That'd be me.
You almost, that. You almost
gonna
got unfriended.
Post pictures.
Friends like, fuck,
I'm
going
to text them to you just so you can put it, post them.
Check out what Travis is eating. Just put it on. Just going to send it to inbox them.
It's going to find like the gross. What do you hate most out of the ocean?
I don't know. Crabs. And
I have like a whole octopus.
Crustaceans are pretty. Yeah.
Why don't you like seafood, Brendan?
I don't know. Just
have you ever? Bad. No. No, that's what
I mean. I've eaten everything.
You've tried it, though?
Yeah.
Well, at least he's tried it.
I actually had frog legs a couple months ago.
Where'd you have them at, though?
It was, what day? It was St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Went to the Japanese buffet and ate frog legs.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Completely makes sense. Here's where you fucked up. Because I'm assuming you didn't like it. Were they okay?
They were okay.
Yeah. Those weren't frog legs.
If you go somewhere other than a Japanese or Chinese buffet, they're really fucking good.
Really?
Yes, because I've had them at a restaurant up in Detroit. First time I ever had them. Like, fuck it. I've always wanted to try frog legs. I'm not paying anyways. I'll take the frog legs. They were amazing.
Really?
Every time I've had them after that has been at a fucking like buffet style, and they're terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it's just one of those things that...
It's like anything. It could be good.
Yeah. They're getting the cheapest of the cheap, and it's
good
funky
fried
tasting.
Chicken and nasty chicken.
Yeah. You know? If you get them super fresh, they're excellent. If you get them like that, they're funky tasting. They got a little bit of a weird, like, creek water taste.
Yeah.
Don't laugh. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Have you ever eaten frog legs? It like tastes like a creek water. You're like, I think they really got this out back.
It's like they taste dirty.
Yeah.
You're eating it, you're like, this is a dirty animal.
Yep.
But see, if I didn't know what it was, I'd be like, it's some weird tasting chicken.
Yeah. No, but if you get it super fresh and super good, it just tastes like chicken. It does. It really does.
What's the weirdest meat you've ever ate?
Eel.
Eel?
Off the top of my head, eel.
Not that weird. How about
you? You don't think that's weird?
No, I get that in sushi all the time.
Yeah, but it wasn't in sushi, though. That was a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's like, crab legs.
Yeah. Whatever they...
Those fucking things are.
All that other weird shit at the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Does raccoon count?
Yeah. Of course it does. It's a meat.
Do you think that's weirder than eel?
Yeah.
I've had raccoon.
I can get eel at a restaurant. I'm not going to get raccoon at a restaurant around here.
No. Some guy we worked with knew how to make it. He made like shredded barbecue with it. I tried it just to try it.
Yeah.
But I just tried a little bit.
Yeah.
But I couldn't eat it. It tasted fine, but knowing what it was.
Couldn't get out of your head.
No, I couldn't eat it. Like, I couldn't be like, oh, fuck, that's good. Let me make a sandwich. I ate it. I've eaten raccoon. That's the end of it. I couldn't do it again. Because there's possibly this guy got it out of his trash can. Not out in the woods. You know what I mean? I did think about that after I ate it. It was probably a local city fucking raccoon that he caught.
Eating God knows what.
Yeah. Eating all my leftovers. Oh, man.
Anyway.
Let's play a song.
All right. This is the song Solitude by the band Nexus. We'll be right back. that was the song Solitude by Nexus. They're from L'Aquila, Italy. And you can find them at facebook.com/thenexusband.
Cool.
Cool.
This next band is called Politikill, and the name of the song is Lost Control. That was Lost Control by the band Politikill. They are out of Alton, Illinois. They have a Facebook page. And go to facebook.com and search for Politikill. And they're the first thing that pops up.
What are the numbers on this page?
Because that's the actual link.
That's it. It looks like a credit card number.
If you were to type this login, and this happens all the time on Facebook. When you do these band pages or just a page.
All right.
Now, they could fix that by changing it to, like, Politikill official or right. Someone else, have something else, what? Band. And then it would just be that. But for some reason, Facebook gave them, if you wanted to type in the eyebrow what it all was, you'd have to put Politikill /14063862673551 to get to it directly. And so, I don't know why that happens.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a bunch of other things with that title, and it just throws out numbers.
Random.
Right. I don't know. That's weird.
But if you just search for Politikill, it's the first thing that'll pop up.
Yeah. Those are my favorite when I see that, all the numbers. I'm like, yes.
Just going to piss Brendan off.
Because Brendan used to read those off all the time. You get all mad until you realize it's usually the first band that pops up. All right. Speaking of Facebook, you head on over to our Facebook page and... Like it.
Dislike it. It's dislike.
I mean, if you already like it, you can go back there and dislike us. We do have a review tab on there. I'd love if you guys would hit it and let us know what you think. If you want free stickers of the show, we will send them to you. Email your address to empathicaradio@gmail.com. And I'll send you some. If you know anybody in a metal, punk, or hardcore band, and they're aggressive as fuck, send them our way, empathicaradio@gmail.com, and we will get them on the show. We are on Instagram. You can follow us at Empathic Radio. You can follow me at Empathica Smitty. We are the podcast itself. You can listen to on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Probably there's other places we're on. I don't even know how we got there. But subscribe so you don't miss out on shows. And we're going to get out of here. Play one more.
Last band is called Christ Dismembered. They are from Millicent, Australia. You can find them at christdismembered.bandcamp.com. And the name of this song is Demise of the Unblack. We'll be right back.